coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
That whole Shark Tank, like, pitch us your idea.
But you're pitching it to sharks?
To actual sharks. Okay. And so, okay, I've got this fantastic product. It's extra wide glasses. Shark one goes.
Oh, it has to be applicable to them.
Yeah, so it's shark. So it's sharks doing Shark
Tank. So the great white is like, I'm out.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm not interested.
The dogfish is like, I'm out.
But the hammerhead is like, tell me more.
I'll give you 10%.
Tell me more. I'll take your extra wide sunglasses. Dum, dum, da-da. Village Idiom. Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week we choose a popular saying and take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're lucky, educational, dive into its usage, its meanings, its origins, but mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I am Skinny, and to get right into it, today's sponsor is Gosling's Ginger Beer. They've been sponsoring us for just a little bit now, and we really much enjoyed them. Gosling's Ginger
just
Beer.
A little over 30 minutes.
Non-alcoholic, refreshing zip of ginger. Gosling's, which many people don't know, is actually from Ryan Gosling's. It's his personal brand of ginger beer since 1806.
If you go to goslings.com and enter promo code TVI, that's The Village Idiom, TVI, that'll get you absolutely nothing.
It'll get this user not found. But welcome.
Promo expired.
Welcome. It's funny, some of these things where certain drinks, I don't know if it's just like the chemicals or whatever in them, they make me ravenous.
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 The drinks make you ravenous.
I think the drinks.
Not the other way around, where you eat something and it makes you incredibly thirsty.
Both. Or I'm
what
diabetic.
What drink makes you ravenous?
Orbitz.
Fair enough. Wow. Does anybody even remember that?
Orbitz makes me ravenous.
Orbitz is food floating in your drink.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
It's like backwash. If backwash was a drink.
I don't know what they did, but they just hovered. Just call it they backwash. They didn't sink. They didn't float. They hovered.
Suddenly, when it's called like pearls, now it's acceptable.
But they sink.
But when it's Orbitz, it's like, oh, you've got floaties. Yeah. You've got a drink full of backwash.
Because they didn't sink or float. They were throughout the drink.
It's like those things that tell temperature. Have you seen those temperature balls? Like that,
yes.
That, like, they move up
exactly.
And down.
Exactly. Galileo's thermometer.
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 Speaking of ravenous.
Yeah.
I've got something for you to try.
Okay.
I've got Freebie. Freebie?
Freebie.
Freebo. Pepperoni, but it is expletive hot.
Expletive hot? Wow. Okay.
You wanna
try one? Wow. It actually is expletive hot. I would love one. I made a fantastic gochugang short ribs last night.
Okay, watch this. Make a wish.
Ready? No, I'm going to take the whole thing. And I'm going to Bruce Lee this sucker over.
You want nunchucks?
Yeah.
Okay, expletive hot pepperoni nunchucks.
Here we go. And let's see how it is. Oh, you smell mine's it. A boy.
Oh, that means you get your wish. Your wish comes true.
I see. Okay, here we go. Ready? ASMR. This is Fabie's expletive hot. Not so much.
No.
Dry.
It's more of a darn hot.
Mm-hmm. Kind of hot.
Oh, well. So much for our feeding frenzy here.
You think if it was just the right combination, we'd have gone, like, full-out shark on it?
Yeah. Or if it was expletive hot, we would have just, like, be right back. Be right back.
So I made this gochugang.
Any yogurt?
I made gochugang short ribs last night. Amazing. The hot sauce. Maybe that's what it is. Some Korean barbecue. My girl. Anyways, it's, it comes back to visit you.
My grill.
My grill.
Sorry.
So, yeah, it's been good. How's your week going?
So it comes back to haunt you? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a definite repeater situation.
Mm-hmm. So, eater repeater.
Speaking of songs, it would be Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire.
It does ramp up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
I think if you sip something carbonated afterwards, it will really go. But
I think if you just hold it chewed up in
the legitimate children.
Inner gums.
You just rub it around.
Rub it around.
I think if you break it into little small pieces and snort it.
Well, all of this reminds me of a little clip from News Radio. Do you remember News Radio?
Never watched it.
This is Joe Rogan's start, and this is Joe Rogan.
Oh, wow.
going to put me in a feeding frenzy.
Feeding frenzy.
He was full head of hair. That's where I'm going
full
right
there. Full head of hair.
I'm going full Joe Rogan on. You've already gone, Joe Rogan.
Nah, I beat Joe Rogan to this hairstyle. Mm. He's copying me.
Joe Rogaine. But the feeding frenzy.
Feeding frenzy.
I love a good like mukbang, like just hunkering down.
What?
What? What's that? Sitting down to a great.
Go a back great to the word you use.
Mukbang?
Mukbang.
Yeah, this is kind of like a, I don't know, it's an internet feeding word. This is another thing about
me not knowing what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. So like mukbang video where people just eat like a stupid amount of food. It's a mukbang. It's an actual thing.
Never heard of this.
Well, I'm here to educate you. Sometimes it's educational. Sometimes it's entertaining.
What do we say?
Sometimes
it's neither. If we're lucky, educational. Yes. Mukbang.
Yeah, where it's just like consuming just too much food.
Mukbang. Mukbang.
Either way, she bangs, she bangs. Is that where you're going?
Yeah, like that's right. I'm just going to remember what it does after that.
Well, the feeding frenzy, I'm not sure.
Finish the mukbang. Mukbang. What is it? Mukbang. So it's eat as much as you can?
It's videos, and it's just kind of, it's more like disgusting eating. Like, it's just, like, consume these burgers or, like, sloppy food kind of. It's gross. It's mukbang.
I was recapping the different foods that you and I have tried.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised the other day you didn't mention century egg.
Well, after the fact, when I was talking about it, somebody came up to me and said, you didn't talk about the century egg thing. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I did that one. And they're like, you're in a video eating century egg on 3 minutes Gone. I'm like, was I at that one?
Mm-hmm.
We did so many food-related, drink-related videos that I can remember the video and didn't think I was in it. I'm like, well, I can picture so-and-so and so-and-so. Yeah, and you. I'm like, really?
I had someone the other day say, remember when we drove to that funeral in Kelowna? I'm like, no.
And it's all documented on video?
No, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, I see.
As we get older or whatever, these like you just have so many memories that you just don't remember them all.
Which is why you should record.
So this idea of a feeding frenzy. So this hit me. Okay. Imagine a scenario of illegitimate children. Try and wrap your brain around this, where it is actual sharks doing Shark Tank.
Okay.
Okay, so they're that whole Shark Tank, like, pitch us your idea.
But you're pitching it to sharks?
To actual sharks, okay. And so, okay, I've got this fantastic product. It's extra wide glasses. Shark one goes...
Oh, it has to be applicable to them.
Yeah, so it's sharks doing Shark Tank.
So the great white is like, I'm out.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm not interested.
The dogfish is like, I'm out.
But the hammerhead is like... Tell me more.
I'll give you 10%.
Tell me more. I'll take your extra white sunglasses. Sharks doing Shark Tank.
Yeah. So I've got this 300 Rode toothbrush.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
Yeah, what else would there even be?
For that reason, I'm out.
Let me show you my fincare routine.
That's such a sick play on words.
Then we can come up with a fee. Okay,
dry fin.
Yeah.
Your fin is kind of saggy when you get a little older, so you need
Yeah.
I'm getting it. What else is in that is your dorsal not upright anymore? I don't know. What other shark related things are there?
Oh man.
If your eyes roll into the back of the head, they'll stay like that. When they go in their feeding frenzy, the eyes roll or whatever.
Have you also accidentally bit a surfer and realized it's not what you want? Try.
<Ba-da-da-da-da>. I'm not loving it. Yeah, so general shark. So sharks on Shark Tank.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that was never included in like the Sharks movie. I didn't even know if it existed at the time.
The Sharks movie.
Yeah, wasn't it Will Smith in like...
Oh, yeah. What was that called?
Sharks.
Shark Tale?
Shark Tale, that's right.
Is it Shark Tale or just Fish Tale? Something Tale. Because Will Smith wasn't a shark. He was like a guppy looking thing.
So as I knew that we were going to be discussing feeding frenzy, the idea of like what other things, like like, is a mukbang, is that a feeding frenzy?
I don't know.
Is a, yeah, I know you don't know. Just learning the word today, you're not going to know.
It sounds like a bad haircut.
So other things.
Did you mean to get mukbangs?
That's so great. I just hate my mukbangs. Okay. So a snake. So, and I did come across this. Man was with his friend, getting ready to feed the snake, and the snake was going like all like, it's going crazy. It's like, oh, snake's going into a feeding frenzy. Go to the pantry and get some bread. Guy's like, bread? He's, yeah. And he phrased it this way. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon.
I was like, where is this going?
You gotta have some carbs. Snakes in a feeding frenzy love carbs.
Yeah.
It's a well-known fact.
That's why they hang out in boots. Yes. There's a snake in my boot because they're hungry. They're going to eat you.
Mm.
Well, here, let's just for fun. I had one as a backup. This is from How I Met Your Mother. Used.
It was a footwear feeding frenzy.
Because it could be about anything. It's a footwear feeding frenzy.
Mm.
There's a sale at the mall. We didn't really even say.
It's actual meaning?
It's actual meaning. So the phrase feeding frenzy is used to describe a period of excited activity by a group. It's never an individual thing, particularly around a certain focal point. So here's an example. The media had a feeding frenzy when the murder suspect was caught red-handed.
Mm.
So I think feeding frenzy, referring to media, is one of the big ones.
It came up frequently in the news.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. In the media.
In the media. Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Is there like a kettle being turned on?
Pipe burst.
Oh, that can't be good.
That seems to be lessening.
Perfect. Yeah, so that people can have a... wherever there's missing information or people come around something with excitement,
yeah,
there can be a frenzy around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new report is out. There's a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, exactly.
Feeding frenzy in the stock market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it means everybody going after it. At the same time. So footwear frenzy would make sense if there's like a shoe sale. And you know how women just love shopping all the time?
Insert stereotypes.
That would be a feeding frenzy.
Right.
A footwear feeding frenzy. Anyway, you want to know where it comes from?
I would love to get a hint at its origin.
Are you about to say something? Sorry, I feel like I cut you off.
I'm all good.
Okay, let's take a look.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Words came from another mind.
All right. Well, it's funny because I started with my notes. I was going to be all like, whatever. I was going to be like, wow, feeding frenzy might sound like the latest trend in competitive eating. And then you literally said,
mukbang.
Mukbang. It's competitive eating. It's a feeding frenzy. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, whatever. It actually originated from observations. I mean, this one, I think everybody probably could make a guess as to where this came from, and they'd be right. Came from observations of natural animal behavior. Funny enough, it came into use in the mid-20th century, which I actually would have assumed it was a lot older. But I mm-hmm. guess animal study is this century, isn't it? Like, in that kind of depth. I mean, Darwin prior to that, but like actual animal behaviors, animal habits, all that kind of thing is maybe more recent than I would have given it credit to. Anyway, the term came into use in the mid-20th century, typically used to describe sharks' aggressive eating behavior when they smell blood.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of animals smelling blood and having an eating frenzy, I saw this video just the other day of this crocodile habitat. Like, not okay. in the wild, there's a human being about to toss some raw meat into the container. And I don't know how to describe this really, but there's four crocodiles in the frame of this shot.
Okay.
And he throws this like whatever raw chicken into the thing and they all react, but they don't react. I don't know if they have bad eyesight or whatever, because they all just start snapping and flailing, and but they're all wrong. Like, one is just like flipped sideways and starts gnawing on the muddy hill.
Okay.
The other one is just...
Does one grab his friend's arm?
Yes.
I've seen this video.
The other one accidentally grabs his buddy's arm and does the death roll and just severs that arm and then flips it up and swallows it whole.
Eats his friend's arm. I saw that.
And then there's this funniest turn of the head of the guy who just lost his leg. just like, huh?
I guess
it's me, buddy. But that's what comes to mind when I think feeding frenzy. It's just like you smell it, you taste it, you whatever, you go mental eating anything, and then this other memory popped in. Well, I'll come back to my memory. So this is the credit as far as using it as an idiom, and I don't know if this is actually accurate or not, but it's the only one where there was credit to someone specific, Gerald L. Warren, who was the editor of the San Diego Union. He gave a speech where he compared the overly aggressive tactics of some of the journalists to sharks in a feeding frenzy.
Okay.
And so that would make sense if it's so often used about media that it came from someone using it about media.
They're going to have a detail about something will come out. They're like, media's going to have a feeding frenzy on this.
Right. Yeah, 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 yeah. So Gerald L. Warren, whoop, whoop, way to go, buddy. All the credit is currently being pointed your way. He probably doesn't even know him. The term, just as a side note, is once in a while used, not in the same way it's used to talk about like a plethora of something. So for example, in 2016, in a Bloomberg News article, which is called March Madness is a Fantasy Sports Feeding Frenzy. So it just meant to describe the quantity, because there's no feeding frenzy in that. It's just a lot of basketball all at once. So I guess the feeding frenzy, if you're going to connect the dots, is spectators. Like, there's so much
San
basketball.
San Jose?
What?
Oh, that's hockey. Sorry. Continue.
What?
San Jose Sharks.
Oh. Okay. I didn't know where that was coming from. I do have one memory of a legit animal feeding frenzy that I saw with my own pupils. And that is, I want to say we were in like Pennsylvania or something. Anyway, there's this spot and there's the side of the road bread stand. We're like, but
it's anacondas.
But it says, carp feeding bread station or something like that. So we stop and there's this bridge that goes over these. It's like a little, imagine two lakes joined together by this little alcove the size of like a two-lane road. And there's a bridge over that part where the two lakes join. The bread station is all like old bread. Some of it's even moldy. Doesn't matter. You take it over to the bridge and you throw it in. And there's so much carp that there's a good, like when you throw bread in, they go ballistic, like just feeding frenzy, as you would imagine, just crawling over each other because there's bread in the water. But they do it so crazily that they're no longer in the water. So the fish are higher than the water, like a good...
Weird, like a mound?
Like 12 inches higher than the surface of the water because they're just...
We're suffocating, but we're getting that bread.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a bad
survival
tactic.
On the other side of the bridge, no activity. Throw bread in, nothing happens. Turns out that the fish have learned what side the bread is thrown in. On that side, you're not allowed to go fishing. On the other side, fish as much as you want. So the fish don't go over there. You could throw bread in, they don't eat it because they know they might get caught. On the other side, and there's nothing stopping them. On the other side, there's more fish than water. Like, they're 12 inches higher than the water when you throw the bread in. One guy, while we were there, took a piece of bread and some fishing line and tied about 8 feet of fishing line to a helium balloon and threw it out, and a fish got it and took off, and you could just watch this balloon go across the lake.
Wild.
And like, that was so interesting. And then one guy right after us threw in, he didn't break off pieces like we were doing, he threw in a whole unsliced loaf of bread. Oh my goodness. Because most of it is kind of frozen too.
Okay.
So because they can't chomp on it or take the whole piece, swallow it whole,
did it suck at it?
Fish, yeah, but like, there's no way some fish weren't killed in the filming of that bread scene.
That's wild.
Yeah, anyway, that was a legit feeding frenzy.
Sounds like if you could just convince them, maybe if you could get like enough balloon power with like a rock and then get it to like equilibrium to hover over the water and then release the rock. And so like the movie Up.
So the fish.
Yeah, if they just latch onto it and then you're like fishing with balloons
and
or something.
And then you get a 22.
That's sick. Did you get the fish with the balloons?
It's like shooting a fish in a helium balloon.
That old adage.
Anyway, so yeah, feeding frenzy, history, Gerald Warren.
I did come across this, not funny or anything. It was just interesting. Frenzy is derived from the Latin word freneticus, meaning...
I looked this up today.
Oh, did you? Yeah. That popped up, meaning delirious.
Yeah.
They just go into some sort of catatonic-y, like, not themselves state.
Yeah. Frenetics. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's funny that you looked that up, because I was looking up the etymology of that, and I don't always do that.
Huh. And I did come across this other little tidbit.
Bit of tids from Skinny.
Related to those fish that are always with sharks, like stuck to them.
Right.
Called pilot fish.
Yep.
And I was like, why don't they eat those?
If you blow one of those out, the shark dies.
Is that what it is?
It's like a pilot light.
so stupid. Well, if it's like there's a full meal gliding on the water on your body. Like, why? Yeah,
but they match perfectly with the swimming, right?
How do they do that?
I think it's the water. It's like if you're a dinosaur was chasing you, and you just
serpentine.
I'm going to stay between his legs under him. He's like, where'd he go? I think that's what pilot fish are doing.
So I don't know if they have some sort of symbiotic relationship.
I think so.
Like, what? I just give you a hickey, and you you eat. I don't know what that is.
Teamwork. That's what that is.
That's going to get it done.
One hickey, you eat. Your deal?
You didn't say how long the hickey was. I'm going to be here for a while. It's like that fish has been giving me a hickey for 2 years. Is it a parasite? Like, is it leached onto him?
I don't. Oh, no, I don't think so. Is he stuck to him or is he just perfectly?
I think it's just following it.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Seems like a lot of effort and really risky. If he just makes a sudden turn.
Do the sharks ever eat the pilot fish? Like, the pilot fish just there because this shark is going to eat something and there's going to be crumbs falling from his table. That's what they're there for, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'd also heard something about possible parasites, that they eat parasitic things that may grow on...
On the outside?
On the shark, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, if only...
Or eventually, if there was a shark big enough, would the pilot fish just be just equally as terrifying?
What?
It'd be like if it was the size of like a blue whale.
If the pilot fish was as big as?
No, so like the shark grew to the size of like a blue whale, like an enormous megalodon size.
Yeah.
And the pilot fish would be equally terrifying because if they grew in proportion.
Oh, yeah. Then the pilot fish would be the size of a regular great white.
And it gets its own pilot fish, like nesting pilot fish.
Which is a baby shark.
Do, do, do. Wow. Maybe that's where baby sharks come from.
Maybe.
Amen. And anyway, science.
And that's the end of anything informational.
Well, that's interesting, at least.
It was a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feeding frenzy. Well, before we get our mukbang on, we should have a couple riddlings.
Well, I'd be happy to do that if you'd be happy to do that.
I'd be happy to do that.
I've got a couple of them.
The legitimate, I have two prepared.
Too prepared. I just can't seem to control what's going on down here. So
that happens. Sometimes when we lose control, we find that we're actually in control. I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
If you let go.
Sometimes you know you got. The moment that you let go, you know.
There anyway, riddling is a game we like to play. Takes a two-part trivia-based question, requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word or word. So for example, last week our idiom was eat like a horse. Then we gave you this one. Singer of broken wings is a talking horse. Singer of broken wings is a talking horse. Did you get this one?
So now it's Mr. Ed.
Correct.
Because the same problem just happened to me with Kiri Laza. Which triggered me back to Mr. It was a brain, like, it's lodged in there now.
Somehow, Broken Wings reminds you of a totally different song by the same artist.
Mr.
Anyway, that's how you play. So the correct answer is not Mr. It's not Mr. Ed. The correct answer is Mr. Ed. And that's how you play Riddlink.
Well, perfect, though. Let me get this this thing going. You can't touch this, sings the wide-eyed shark.
Whoa. Okay.
Can't touch this, sings the wide-eyed shark.
That's got to be MC Hammerhead.
That's it.
Okay, good. Okay, I got one. I'm trying to decide which one I should leave hanging, but I think I'll give you this one. What his mom called him in A Christmas Story when the sharks lost their minds for their prey. What his mom called him in A Christmas Story when the sharks lost their minds for their prey.
I don't know the answer to this.
You don't know the main kid's name?
No, Bucky. So feeding. Well, I'm going to go with feeding frenzies. The second part.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's a name that ends in fee.
McAfee, Henry Fee, Atrophy.
I should have gone with Atrophy feeding frenzy.
Confee.
It's Ralphie.
Oh, that hurts my feelings.
Yeah,
Of course I know Ralphie.
Ralph eating frenzy.
Shoot.
Yeah.
So one new piece of information went in and one went out. That's where I'm at now.
That's how that works.
I'm at the equilibrium age of life. Everything that goes in requires something else to be removed.
Okay, give me another one.
Okay. Survivor's Rocky theme song sung by this striped ocean predator.
Striped. Oh, okay, got it. Say it again.
Survivor's Rocky theme song sung by this striped ocean predator.
Eye of the tiger shark.
Eye of the tiger shark.
I like it. Okay, I got one more, but let's let everybody else play with this one.
Villegitimate children, we would love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Beauty. Here it is. 7 days of Great Whites on Discovery is the movie where they prop up a dead guy like a marionette.
Got it. One more time.
7 days of Great Whites on Discovery is the movie where they prop up a dead guy like a marionette.
And that is 3 minutes gone. That's a good one. I did learn this as well as we send things off. The reason why sharks circle humans before they eat them.
This sounds like this has got to be a joke.
Of course it is.
Because I'm sharks. Laughing before you give me this bit of trivia.
Well, it's the same reason why, like, it's the purging of the food before you eat it. Like, we do, like, deveining a shrimp.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like, it's to scare the crap out of us because we taste, because we taste better.
Exactly.
So that's it.
That's great.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed today's production. I'm skinny.
Jurassic Park.
And these are the village idioms.
Last 3 minutes gone.